Metal Cop!
Hey, babe.
Bag alert, major bag alert. Oh, bag alert.
Here we go. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Welcome to the weekend.
Off and running.
Ow!
If you are listening to this, you are in the weekend. If you are watching this live on YouTube, come on, you're in the weekend. Might be a Friday afternoon, but we're after lunch on Friday, so
we can. That's really usually when the sales guys head to lunch and have a liquid lunch and then just keep it right into happy hour to right into the weekend and keep screwing around.
That's one thing. Work from home, I don't think it's changed people's appreciation of a Friday, mid-Friday, you know?
No.
Mid-Friday, still mid-Friday. That is so ingrained, that'll never change.
I've been working from home, so have you, for, you know, 4 or 5 years now. It feels different Friday afternoon than it does Tuesday afternoon. There's no question about it.
Welcome to the mailbag, everybody. Here's what you do. You go to iTunes. You leave us a review on iTunes. In that review, leave a question. Leave a question. That's a big key to the mailbag. Leave a question in the review. We appreciate the compliments, but we need a question. 5 stars on that review. That's how you get in the mailbag. Also, we have, How would you characterize our Facebook involvement? We're back. We're paying attention to it again. Involvement.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
So we do. We really want the reviews on iTunes. That's helpful. But maybe we'll include a Facebook question if you go to the Haberman and Middlecoff Facebook page. Like right now, a lot of people ask about getting in the DraftKings League. Sometimes it's hard to find without the link on our Facebook page right now. John, Friday morning, I just put up the link to our DraftKings League. Next week is the U.S. Open. We're gonna have a huge game. 200 people, $20 a pop. Big game. You can go get in the league right now so that you get the invitation as soon as that game goes live on Monday morning. Use the promo code HAM when you sign up on that bad boy. And, you know, that's one thing you can go to the if you're looking for a reason to go to the Haberman and Middlecoff Facebook page, there's a reason. Go do that.
Yeah, we post podcasts there. Share it with your friends. You guys know the drill.
Yeah, we appreciate the support, and definitely we appreciate the sharing with the friends. Okay, this podcast. The stream brought to you by our friends at wineaccess.com/ham. 20% off, baby. Wineaccess.com/ham.
Oh, 20% off. Send a gift right now. Wineaccess.com/ham. Look at Haberman. He's got some Pinots. He's got another Pinot. Here's what you do. You got a brother. You got a sister. You got a wife. You got a mom. You got a dad. You got a cousin. You got a college roommate. You want to send them a gift. It's pretty easy. You go to wineaccess.com/ham and you order some wine and you send it to your people. And then it gets delivered. It's awesome. How awesome is that?
You just got bottles.
Haberman's got 5 bottles.
I got 5 bottles just sitting here. It looks like, what is this, a 8-5 split on the bowling alley? You know?
Yeah, you could throw a wine party right now.
I could throw a wine party.
You could have a wine tasting party today.
We should pop a bottle. Is Wine Access on the pod next week?
I don't know. It's a good
next
question.
Next time they're on, we'll pop a bottle on the stream and on the podcast. We appreciate, 20,000 wines get tasted. Only one of 18 makes it over the course of a year. Only one of 18 makes it on wineaccess.com. Something for everybody. Send a gift. We appreciate our partners at wineaccess.com/ham. We appreciate your support of wineaccess.com/ham.
Appreciate you. Wineaccess.com/ham. Go use it.
All right, John, here we go. Let's dive into the mailbag, and let's begin with this question. School, this isn't, come on, man, is the headline. 5 stars, thank you. School and more, done for the year. It's officially happening again. I guess, you know, Tavares could be back at the back end of the season. Thanks for flagging my previous review on the YouTube. Hope you guys stay healthy, swinging the sledgehammer. Best pod in the biz, keep grinding. Jay, I guess that's not even a question. But that's what I would add. It feels like, and I said this the other day, and I'll say it again on this mailbag, John, kind of weird, right? Trey Lance's debut OTAs, and the story coming out of it's not really Trey Lance. It's Niners injuries. Hard to overshadow.
Granted, the media only got a little access to him, right? They did a good job of canceling practices around eyeballs, and they cooked the books a little bit.
That's true.
The practice we attended wasn't that long. The one before was even like half as long. So there's just been limited interaction with the human being. And I'm pretty sure since the rookie minicamp, it's not like he talks. He's not really available. They got a good deal because you don't, especially once the season starts, if he's not the starting quarterback, he never has to talk, right?
Yeah, and that's where, you know, if he becomes the starter, he's going to really miss out on the rookie, immersion program that the Niners had to bang.
You know, yeah. Well, I'll lead Tuesday's class. Real estate's expensive people, so get ready.
All right, next up, this is from Meow W. Monzer, Locked On Lance. Woo, this is a paragraph. Wanted to start by saying you guys are the best. Thank you. YouTube premium subscription in my life is worth it. Now to my question. I've been locked in on Trey ever since we traded to number three. Never believed Mac Jones clickbait. Popped my own eardrum when they made the pick. Everything I hear, I guess from screaming so loud, everything I hear about him continues to build the narrative in my mind that he's going to be great. Kyle handpicked him to be his quarterback for the next 15 years. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid so much that I bet my friend $3,000 that Trey will win at least three regular season MVPs. On the one hand, I love having a bet that has a long time frame on it. Gives me some time to scrape the money together. And on the other hand, I looked at the MVP list, and three MVPs is certainly elite company. Have I gone too far?
Yes.
I love that he specified, or this person, I don't know, he or she, specified league MVP, regular season MVPs, not to be confused with Super Bowl MVPs and Pro Bowl MVPs.
Rodgers just had, is in the midst. I mean, he's probably, what do you say, like whole 15 of a career, right? He's not whole 17 or 18, but he's definitely on the back nine, right?
And
he's
not on 10. 3 point, you start doing the math and you realize you're 15 points behind Hawk and Middlecoff and you're probably out of it.
Yeah, he just won his third MVP, right? Aaron Rodgers just won his third MVP.
Russell Wilson has none. And you would take Russell Wilson's career right now for Trey Lance.
Not only has Russell Wilson have none, isn't the story he's never even had a vote?
Or at least a first place vote, yeah.
Well, you only get first place votes, I think.
No votes?
I think that's the way it works.
Not like Derrick Rose's fan vote for the MVP?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever got a vote. So it just...
He wants to be in Seattle.
I would say this.
Requested a trade.
If Trey Lance wins an MVP for the San Francisco 49ers, it's an all-time great pick. One MVP, correct? Do you agree with me there? All he has to do is accomplish one MVP. That means he's still on the Niners, and it's going well. They fucking nailed it. At three, you're asking, it's like, I would love one day to make $1 million, but I think one day I'll be able to make $15 million. Like, if you make $1 million, you're killing it. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. One MVP is...
Well, not we. Meow's getting ahead of ourselves. Three, like, and Lamar, also, 3K?
But Lamar Jackson for the Ravens... is a walk-off home run right now, right? And they struggle in the playoffs. But the MVP, they're always good. What MVP? I'd put the over-under on Trey Lance's MVP as a 0.5. Is that fair?
Not
1.5.
Well, it's... Yeah, Austin on YouTube. Cam Newton's one MVP is worth it. Doesn't look like Mac Jones is going to beat out injured-fingered Cam Newton, John, from reports.
If Trey Lance is Cam Newton, the Niners will do cartwheels from San Jose to Los Angeles. Right?
Yeah. Of course. He doesn't even have to be Cam Newton.
Next I think they're up, hoping a little better, but
no bad days.
Probably.
In my opinion, there's a lot of similarities between... Javon Kinlaw and Henry Ruggs. I believe the Raiders Niners drafted them for traits and long-term upside. They both flashed in their rookie year, but probably underachieved in year one. I see a big leap in year two for both. What do you guys think? This question sounds familiar. I don't think we've done this question before. I liked it.
I don't think so either.
I like the comp in terms of why a player was drafted. The difference, I would say, is all the guys drafted around Henry Ruggs and after Henry Ruggs in his draft class were... incredible. And when I say all of them, I mean like 13 of them were really good.
Yeah, I'm going to push back on this one a little bit. I'm going to his rivals.
The other thing,
he was a huge recruit. He dominated in college. His last 2 years at Alabama, really his 3 years at Alabama, 6 touchdowns true freshman, 11 touchdowns sophomore, 7 touchdowns junior. So he plays immediately on the best team. Kinlaw, remember, had to go to junior college, kind of bounce back, wasn't really that productive in college. Like Ruggs was, you saw him kick the shit out of people on the best program, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was drafted. You're saying he was drafted for an immediate impact more than Kinlaw was.
And rightfully so, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, I agree. But where I would agree here, where I would push back on your pushback, John, I see a big leap in year two for both. I do think year two, like... For Kinlaw, you want it. For Ruggs, you got to have it. But you could argue for Kinlaw, you got to have it.
I'm going to also push back. Ruggs has pushback? A distinct skill. Like when it's you fast. Draft, he's arguably a top two or three speed guy in the league immediately, right? Kinlaw, I mean, he's big, but there are massive. A lot of guys big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, but what he's
athletic
is he good at?
For a massive guy. Like he's pretty athletic for a guy his size.
He's a true raw product. You're hoping to hit a home run. To me, Ruggs is already like, he already functions in the league. I'm not saying Kinlaw doesn't. I see what the guy's saying. I just think they're a little different. I think here's what I would say. If you and I ran a team and we could draft Ruggs or Kinlaw, if we were in a meeting, I'd go, well, when we draft Ruggs, we know immediately what we got. Now, he has things to work on and improve on, but I know one thing he can do well, where even if he's not that good, he's going to be Ted Ginn, right? Kinlaw could just stink. I'm not saying he stinks, but way riskier pick, I think, Kinlaw than Ruggs.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie Bush is another example of a guy like Ted, who wasn't exactly like a superstar, but was super useful, right?
I think Ruggs' floor is higher than Kinlaw's.
Yeah, I would think so too, but Ruggs was a non-factor last year.
I think he'll be fine. I don't know how great he's going to be, but I think his floor last year was pretty good, right? Just running deep routes, clearing fucking the place.
Next up from Swaggy P, do you guys think if Walter White in Breaking Bad had a redo on his life, he would have just accepted the money from Gretchen and Elliot? Okay, it's been a while since I watched the show. I think it's been even longer since you watched the show. Gretchen and Elliot were his partners in the company they started that he like cashed out at $5,000, and then they made, you know, billions, millions, whatever. When did they offer him money? Like money for his treatment? Is that what they offered, and he refused to take it?
If I remember correctly, early on, they gave him like a blank check to help, you know, save his life, and he was so prideful that I don't know, quote unquote, he got screwed, but just the way everything had played out. And if I remember correctly, did he rip up the check? It's weird. The only thing I remember about Breaking Bad is Saul Goodman. Like anything that involves Saul Goodman, anything pre-Saul Goodman, it's a little out of sight, out of mind.
Is it because you then turned around and watched the Saul Goodman?
Hot take, I like Saul Goodman more than Walter White.
Well, he's the best. Yeah, I mean, Walter, what made Walter incredible is like you hated him, but you rooted for him, but then he was the bad guy and you rooted for him, and he was the good guy. It was weird. Saul Goodman's just you're right, incredible character. I don't quite remember this part. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the show, like Walter White like dies without his family in the end. So you might do it differently.
If you have two roads, I think you would always choose the one that can lead to health and just semi-success over drugs equals prison / death.
But right? the paper chase, John, the power, the pursuit of power, you know, quote unquote, fun while it lasted. It was a good ride.
I feel like your head's always on a swivel in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. in the major drug game.
Yeah, I think in normal people life, if something goes weird, they just go, hey, you are being subpoenaed or you are being, you know, sued for whatever, lost weight, you know. In the drug game, they just shoot you.
You got both. You got them chasing you, the rival gangs, and you got the, you know.
And honestly, they might not even shoot you. They could tie you up, throw gasoline on you, and light you on fire. Like, sometimes they don't even make it easy, right?
Similar question. No, they want you to suffer. Similar question from Gilroy Boy, huge fan of the pod. What are you guys watching in your downtime? Movies, TV, HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu? What's your favorite streaming platform? P.S. listening for a minute now. I started using some of your vernacular. I'm always pushing back now. LOL. I've been on HBO Max a lot lately, I think. Netflix. I don't have... You have Hulu? I don't have Hulu.
I think I got a month subscription to watch this show called Snow, I think, about the cracked game in the 80s. But it was kind of like a poor man's Wire. You know, it was okay. I don't have really anything to watch. I'm out. I've watched it all.
What did I just watch? Oh, I watched some of... I think it's Showtime, City on a Hill, Kevin Bacon. I love Kevin. He's good in it, but haven't really finished it. Boston, Feds, Drugs, that kind of thing.
The black guy in that show, I liked that show. Was the black guy like the lawyer?
He's the DA, Kevin Bacon. Or something like that. Did you watch both seasons or three seasons?
I enjoyed that show more than like the newest show that everyone's raving about. Did nothing for me. Mayor of Easttown.
I liked that show. I thought it was good.
Yeah, just to me, it's okay.
Too slow. I've heard
my point is I've seen that show. Right? They've made that, and the thing with Kevin Bacon, Like, that's kind of another go-to pitch in Boston.
I just thought, like, Kevin Bacon show, there's too many holes in it for me. Just like, so he was without, when he wasn't in it, it was just like, for me. Mayor of Easttown, Kate Winslet, I thought was phenomenal. That's too funny. I don't know. I liked it. But, what else?
I watched 10 minutes of the final episode and turned it off.
Well, I watched the show Hacks on HBO Max. Kind of funny. 30 minute. I'm not, you know, a 30 minute show. Quick, you know, that's good for you. Get in, get out. I can't even remember some of the other stuff I've watched. Told you I watched Tenet the other day. Late to that party. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah, I need something.
I watched The Americans a while back. That's old, went old school. But I would say HBO Max probably been on that.
I need to check that out.
What's the show with, I don't know. Obviously not good enough to remember. Something about love. It was the name of it. It was about like some this like guy that
Notebook.
Creates an alternate digital space that he lives in, and his wife escapes from it. Ray Romano's in it. He's good. It's kind of funny.
Haven't seen it.
F1 on Netflix.
Not
I watched
bad.
A Leeds thing the other day on like Amazon Prime. Did you ever watch that one?
No, I didn't. Pretty good.
It was okay. Yeah. I just watched it because it was Leeds United trying to figure out what they were about.
The Man City one I thought was really good. Amazon Prime.
That's what I was trying to find. Do you know what? A
couple years ago. Just type in Man City to Amazon Prime.
Next up. Hey, Poppy. I live in St. Louis and I hate the Rams now, so I hate root for the Niners. Make Middlecoff say major bag alert.
Major bag alert.
You know, nobody ever talks about the Rams fans left behind, John. A forgotten group. I don't know exactly what it is, who they root for now.
Well, to me, can you be angry when you are angry over something that you stole? Like, if I squat in a house and I got squatter rights, and then for whatever reason, the owner of the house just gives up, just gives it to the squatter, and the squatter has the house. And then, like, 10 years later, the house gets ripped away from the squatter. Can that squatter be mad? Like, you guys stole the fucking team in 1994. Now, where I would be mad, Stan Kroenke, Missouri guy, really had his eyes on just moving them back to LA, right, when he purchased the team, but he is a Missouri guy. Like, that's kind of that area is where he's from. It's his home. I understand hating him. I push back, though, like, how did you guys get the team?
Well,
and
yeah,
to me, if you got the team, like, pre-our birth,
I just
you know, some of those moves in, like, the 60s and 70s, guy, this was 1994.
Of course, but I'm just, regardless of how it happened, now this guy doesn't have a team. I don't know what you do. Also, I think like we're L.A., like here's the other thing. It's like L.A., people in L.A. were not like clamoring for a pro team. Now it's there and it's working and it's going to whatever. But
I remember they went through some rough times in St. Louis, pretty empty places. You know, the stadium.
They were terrible. You're right. Wearing bags on their heads. What are your thoughts on the difference in wages between male and female athletes? I understand women's sports don't generate the same amount of income, but in your guys' opinion, will women's sports ever be able to shrink the gap between them and their male counterparts? You know, I think the Team USA Soccer obviously has had a long-standing fight over this with the U.S. and United States, whatever the abbreviation is. And their argument is, well, we're better than the men's team, and I think they actually have two different salary structures. Like the men get paid only in bonuses and the women's team actually has like a base salary.
Yeah.
So I do think one thing that'll happen, like I was wondering about this today, like with the NBA and the WNBA. Right now, the difference in income generated is like $7.3 billion. The difference in NBA versus WNBA income generated. But is there – so that gap is massive. But there's so much growth opportunity, whereas for the NBA, where's – like is everyone going to be making just – you know Chris Paul's options, like $44 million next year? Like is that guy going to be making $60 million in 10 years?
No. My take on the NBA peak salary-wise.
So the salaries will come down. I don't think there's any question salaries will go up in like the WNBA. It's still relatively new, right? Imagine yeah, I mean,
the
John,
WNBA
wouldn't
exist without being subsidized by the NBA.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They're 20 years old. So, like, take NBA salaries in 1970. Like, if you're just gonna be around for another 50 years, your salaries are gonna go up.
Yeah, But by how much would be the thing, right? Because even if the NBA salaries come down, let's say a max guy goes from 50 to 33,
yeah,
right, just as the new TV deal, is a WNBA star ever making like $2 million instead of $500,000 or whatever the number is?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we're a ways away. I'm just saying with men's professional sports, we are 100. Some of these sports, we're like 100 years in or 70 years in, right? But what it's always been based on that side is just income generated. That's what it's been based on, right? When did the salaries go up? When teams started being worth $2 billion.
Yeah, and when more people watch the TV rights, right? Yeah. It's just we're a consumer-based society. Where I think the women are going to cash in, and people have talked about this in the college sphere.
Social.
Is social media with the Allison Stokey, the star gymnast, the star swimmer with huge internet followings, right? Wasn't there a couple of the highest collegiate basketball players, the women had more followers than the men. Like, that's where they're going to cash in. Pro sports, it's just simple supply and demand. You know, if they get the consumers to watch, they will make more.
Well, and some of that social stuff can translate it. You know, can they convert some of that social media? They've got big pieces of the pie. Can they convert that to viewership?
But my point is, in college, I think the girls, like the high-end girls, might make more than even like a quarterback star at Alabama. Like, she might cash in.
You're right. Before we go any further, John, let's tell the people about Indeed. Indeed.com/ham. Right now, get a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ham. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed.
Yep, they make it easy, guy. To hire the right talent fast and easy, you can choose from more than 130 skill tests. Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. 130 skill tests to find exactly what you're looking for. They must have requirements, so you only pay for applications that meet them. Here's the thing. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ham. That's Indeed.com/ham.
With Indeed Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/ham. Indeed.com/ham. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, the places. Ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about Butcher Box for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
I got to tell you about the Eufy video lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy video lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, video lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Mailbag, next up. Bag alert, DT Boone, pod listener and YouTube watcher, big fan. Love the Niners and NFL insider perspective. Why don't you see more non-football lifers get roles in the NFL? I'm in tech, ex-Amazon, now I run a startup, and outside-the-box thinking is highly valued and welcome to gain an edge versus competition. Aside from ownership, this doesn't seem to happen in football a ton. I think it is happening, though. More new money owners, right? They might be more inclined. We've seen it with the Browns, Paul DePodesta's leadership. We've seen it more in other sports, but I think the new money owners, the younger guys, the guys who made money on the internet, not who have family oil money. Now, these teams don't turn over a lot, but when that happens, I think I wouldn't be surprised. If you made your money as a disruptor, then you might be more willing to hire a quote-unquote, you know, disruptor, non-football
What's there to disrupt, really, though?
Well, I think this idea that you could run a team in the same way that a baseball, you would say, is Billy Beane's not actually an outsider. That's the irony of Billy, right? He's an insider. He was a top prospect. But now you've got non-traditional, non-quote-unquote lifers. I guess we got Mike McDaniel, non-lifer, although I guess he is a lifer. He just went to Yale. He's a lifer. The NBA, you've had people who are quote-unquote not scouts. Daryl Morey's all of a sudden become a GM, that sort of thing. I think that's what this person's referring to.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at two of the more aggressive coaches, right, that the Rams have been led by very, very aggressive. He's, born into an NFL family. I mean, it wasn't his dad, it was his grandpa. And Kyle, they just traded the farm for a guy that played at a small school. Like, isn't that different than what used to happen? Like, I'd say the game's changing and adapting. Like, what else can you do?
Well, right? I think the question is just, could you get people? Do analytics close a gap? Do the numbers close a gap where experience gets devalued a little bit because what you have
players or coaches?
No, I don't think he's talking about players. Non-football lifers getting roles in the NFL. Okay, so non-players, non-lifetime coaches, somebody who, is what's the guy, Jeff Luna? What was he doing before he took over the Astros?
I think that's happening. It's prevalent in the NFL. I mean, I was a non-football lifer. I got in. Like, I think it happens all over.
Yeah, but you're also young. So you were, how old were you when you got into the league from college football? Like, I think
he's 25.
I think what this person is talking about is you get a 50-year-old GM who comes from, again, where
Amazon.
Did Jeff? Yeah, where did Jeff Luhnow come from? Maybe baseball.
But see, the difference though is baseball is just one big financial equation. Football is a lot different than that. I think we all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
And it is always used. Like, I think a lot of football people push back, like, do you not use the analytics? Yeah, we do. Literally everything is based on numbers, right? What, how many catches, even the most basic stuff, catches, 40 time, to down and distance, to how many times we run this play, the queries into game plans. Like, it gets overblown how anti-numbers football people are. Their whole existence is based on numbers. But and then you got to factor in feel, time of game, injuries, toughness. Like, yeah, there is.
I do think there's a difference, right, between numbers. Like, baseball's always had numbers, batting average. But then baseball tried to create more numbers to replace some of the numbers that have been traditionally used. And that felt like disruption, even though it was just more numbers. But it was different than the way you traditionally think about things. Now, to your point in terms of disruption, we've seen it. Every coach now has the percentages on when to go, not just when to go for two. That's something that, but fourth down, not going to punt, midfield, right? If I just do this all the time, then in the end, that will be, the percentages will play out in my favor if I do things that are non-traditional in terms of decision-making.
Down 14 in the fourth quarter, a lot of teams go for two now on that first touchdown, trying to win the game. I'd say that's disruption. Also, the GPS information they have that's not public is clearly, you know,
But if you're a football lifer, you happily use that information, right?
I mean, I think there's pushback.
On GPS numbers?
I mean, it's just new to, you know, any new information to me throws old school people off because you have to learn how to integrate it into your thinking.
So Luhnow was hired by the Cardinals in 03 in their front office. He was working at McKinsey & Company, which I don't think was a baseball team.
Daryl, same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, more De Podestas. That's kind of the question, right? Are there going to be
I think most teams have some form or fashion of that guy, right? Wouldn't the Niners be considered with Parag to have an element of that?
Yeah,
he's been there a long time.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like when Parag becomes a GM, if he were to become a GM.
But I would imagine he makes way more money than 90% of the GMs. If not, he makes more than them all. So why would he want to become a GM?
Right. No, I understand. But I'm just saying, like, Parag is on the business side in many ways, right? He's not player evaluation. He's heavily involved in all the contract stuff, and that's as critical sometimes, or more so critical than the player evaluation. But
yeah, I mean, Howie is that guy. Andrew Berry, Harvard guy.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of a unique background, though he played football.
Absolutely. So, but I guess in the end, it's partly what you're saying is Major League Baseball is, if we look, probably predominantly general managed by those guys now.
Yeah. Do they discriminate against baseball guys?
Football's, you know, the difference would be football, there is just a complete language that you have to know. Baseball, you don't really have to know the language, right?
But the thing is, like, even in football, most GMs, even guys that played, let alone guys like, you know, the analytical guys, they don't know the plays. That's what makes football very confusing. Like, if you went right to your analytic guy, he wouldn't know what X-Jet, blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't know what that is.
There's a whole element to the sport, the in-game management of the sport that baseball has, but it's very different in baseball, right? You got time to say, okay, Middlecoff comes into the game. Let's bring Haberman up to the plate to face him.
100%. Or this guy's thrown this many sliders. He needs to throw more fastballs, right? You can't, like, why do you not run more five-yard out routes for seven-yard slant route? You know, there is nuance that is just borderline impossible to know if you're not a coach.
Finally, John, this is from Facebook. Somebody asked us this on Facebook, tagged us in a Facebook post. You can go to the Haberman and Middlecoff Facebook page. Who should perform the Super Bowl halftime next year? I'll say the Dead with John Mayer. What do you say? I mean, probably one correct answer to this question right now.
Justin Bieber?
Harry Styles?
Is he blowing up?
Watermelon Sugar. I mean, it's the song of the season for, like, I don't know when that song came out, but it's still the biggest song on planet Earth, I think.
Guy, I think you're way behind here. I think that song peaked in, like, late 2019 or something.
Yeah, it definitely did. And right now, if you played that in your local water park, the place would erupt. I mean, not a single person hates that song. It's impossible.
Yeah. DJ
Khaled?
Whenever.
Bag Alert song?
Yeah, I heard Little Baby had this song called Drop. I listened to it last night, actually, on Facebook, trying to load something on our page. And sometimes you just get, it's not bad. And I started thinking, would I like this if I was 14? I probably would because I hate it. I thought it was like, this is pretty stupid. But listen, I think they kind of play the hits. More likely to be Foo Fighters or, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, who fits the profile that has never gotten the opportunity? That's the other.
I think Bieber could do it.
Of course, Bieber could always do it.
It wouldn't shock me if they just give Bieber. I guess they don't give anyone money, huh? That's part of their thing.
No,
they don't pay you. I can see Bieber doing it. Do you remember when Bieber almost ran over Keyshawn Johnson's kid and Keyshawn chased him around the neighborhood in like Calabasas?
Because Bieber was just speeding around in his cars.
I think he's come a long way. I feel like Bieber's just kind of become civilized, you know, got married and just kind of much more normal.
I mean, hard when you become famous. I give you a break when you could get like worldwide famous at 12 years old or however old
it is. It is not disputable. Like, listen, I came around on the weekend, partly just I wasn't that locked into the weekend. Then I started listening. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know all the songs. He's sweet. Bieber's good. Like, Bieber's very, very
not talented. Debatable.
Not debatable. I would choose Bieber. Who would you choose?
I told you, Harry Styles.
Is Harry Styles dating Taylor Swift?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think he is.
Olivia Wilde, John.
That's Roger's ex-girlfriend.
No, that's Olivia Munn.
That's Olivia Munn, yeah. I was watching something the other day that had Roger's fiance in the movie. And the movie was pretty terrible.
Oh, his current.
It was an older movie. It was bad. It wasn't her fault. Her. Like she's talented. But.
I just know her from that HBO show. Did you guys see the picture this on YouTube of Herbert looking yoked? I did see it, and I thought Herbert's always been yoked. I don't know if people didn't realize Herbert's been yoked, but I guess he got yokered.
I don't feel like the casual guy realized Herbert was like 6'6 and had a huge.
I thought the same thing when I saw that photo. I don't think people realized. I was just going to say this whole Mac Jones, whoever wrote the story, like Mac's not quite ready. You and I have been talking we started talking about this. I said it a couple months ago. Like this idea of pro ready is pretty crazy. Like that Mac pro ready is Andrew Luck. That's pro ready. The list of guys we get to talk about, like they're pro ready, very short. And Mac Jones did not belong on that list. In hindsight, Herbert was obviously pro ready, but we didn't talk about him that way because we didn't really see him look that way, right?
I'll give you an example. If you would have put Oregon Herbert at Alabama his senior year on that team last year, they probably aren't as good. Mac was better for them. As an NFL prospect, you'd think maybe he would have been. But let's just say the Herbert we saw at Oregon that kind of overthrew some guys, put that at Alabama, and maybe they're still good enough. Maybe they
can't overthrow them at Alabama, John.
That is true. But as prospects, they have nothing fucking in common. He has them by 4 inches, probably 15 pounds, and one guy's throwing 100 on the gun, and the other guy's like hitting 91.
Major athlete, Herbert.
Oh my, run circles around him. There is no chance that Mac Jones is ever as good as Justin Herbert. It's physically impossible. But I think the casual fan that didn't watch Pac-12 football, if you would have been like, oh, what do you think about Justin Herbert? Like, how big do you think he is? They would have been like, oh, like Jimmy, 6'2". He was talked about like he was like Jimmy Garoppolo size.
Yeah.
He's bigger than Josh Allen. I mean, he's an elite prospect.
I've stood next to him, like, and it was stunning.
Yeah. He is. The Chargers got very, very lucky. Very, very lucky.
I want to just mention this as a public service announcement, John, especially since sometimes we like to spell weekend mailbag without the E's or with one of the E's missing or two of the E's missing. If somebody sends you today a TMZ story that says the weekend has died, it's A, it's not true. B, don't click it.
It's a penis?
You might wish it was a penis.
Okay. I haven't got a good penis text like that in a while.
When someone just makes you, because the guy died, you know? People maybe feel guilty about throwing that, you know.
But you don't even need to do died. You'd be like, oh, do you see Tiger Woods is playing next week?
No, I know. But the guy that was always part of that trick, that guy.
Oh, yeah. The big penis. Yeah.
How do you guys know Mac Jones isn't ready? He hasn't played a game yet.
Well, he's getting crushed.
It's a good point. I mean, we don't know. Like Drew Brees. All right. Good mailbag, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. Get us mailbag questions on iTunes. Leave us a question in that review. And,
adios.
You said you don't get a good penis trick DM anymore. The Rocky Mountain Razorback on YouTube says, what's your number, John? I'll fix that. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.